When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Saturday night, Gwent police intervened to disperse an illegal rave in the Welsh town of Abercorn. Officers dispersed the crowd and seized vehicles and musical equipment, but there was no arrest. Locals from the Gwydon Valley community called the police saying they were disturbed by the rave that took place in a nearby forest. Gwent police issued a Section 63 notice to the ravers, ordering them to leave the area. Superintendent Vicky Townsend said police use Section 63 notices to shut down events and prevent any escalation, seize equipment and prosecute organizers. On Twitter on the subject you can read, "I'm more than 7 miles away from this and I had to put up with it all night. Can anyone explain why it was actually allowed to continue until 10 o'clock this morning after waking me up at 3 o'clock? Multiple people commented on the Gwent Police Facebook post claiming that the event was deafening. Others had more positive views on the rave. As a mother of two teenagers, I feel sorry for today's young people. Nowhere to go, be young and have fun. When I was younger, we had so many rave clubs, and they were the best years of my life. And now let's move on to the second piece of news. At the Censor Festival, disappointment among the artists for an alleged association with Russia. The Censor Festival will take place from 10 to September 12 at Monte Aragats. Among the artists announced there are Ivan Smag, Mayon Nidum, Lego Welt, Ron Morelli, Radu, Bitone, Doppler Effect, Leah Bertucci, Dafer Youssef, Tony Buck, Elena Colombi, Vlada, Rafael Carrao, and others. Censor describes himself as against war and says his mission is to unite cultures in peace. DJ Bone took to social media, posting a video explaining his decision to withdraw from the Censory Festival. He said, in part, "I will not play at the Censors Festival," saying that he had a long-standing personal boycott of playing in Russia. "I have never played there and refused to rely on my principles and feelings about how Black Africans are often discriminated against and the gay propaganda law for LGBTQ+ people." In addition to Jane Fitz and DJ Bone, a post from Inverted Audio Names Andrew Peckler, Animistic Beliefs, Job Sifra and Rabbi Biani as other DJs to be retired by Censor. Although little information is available online on Tickets Cloud, Censor's Moscow-based ticket provider describes itself as a company that provides all platform participants with a full cycle of ticketing tools, from marketing to sales and control of the inputs. This is Trip Records Podcast, all about the world of clubbing. If you are interested in Trip Records Sets is still active, you will always find the link in the description. See you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.